Welcome to a new edition of the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino. On this episode, we talk with Survivor podcast host, fashion designer, and beauty queen, Deanna Radulescu. She is a human trafficking survivor, a widow, a former C-level executive, fashion designer, bodybuilder, skincare expert, and currently Miss Chicago American Nation 2021. She has lived a very big life with lots of experiences. When she decides to do something, she does it big. We get into this and so much more. Enjoy the interview.
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
I'm good. Happy first day of spring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's that's good news to dispense on people. I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, it's great to meet you. Thank you for taking a minute out for the show today. I really appreciate it.
For sure. I was just listening to your show before you called, so I got a feel for how you operate.
Okay, that's good. That's always a good thing. Well, first and foremost, as you probably heard, the one thing that I want to address is kind of the global elephant in the room. You know, we've gone through COVID for the last 3 years. It's worked on all of us in very different, distinct ways. So I'm curious, how did you survive that time period, and how has it changed the way that you live your life now?
I got furloughed from work, and during that time, I really just dived into my podcasting show and just learning a little bit more about that, recording all day. And luckily, I had some people that kind of were of the same mindset, and I was able to get out and spend time with others, you know, not be cooped up in my house, because at the time, I was single. But because of COVID, I met my fiance at a friend's house, and you know, I'm pretty tough and resilient, so I kept myself busy. I worked out a lot at home and just, you know, poured myself into podcasting. And so that really helped me grow my show and helped me just kind of stay sane, I guess.
You know, it's interesting. I've been doing podcasting, more specifically in the world of jazz, and I've been doing it since 2011 or 12, and I just can't believe how much it exploded over the pandemic, which I think is a good thing. It really kind of added an element to the discourse that wasn't filtered, that wasn't corporate, that wasn't driven by, right, you know, entities that were out of our control. So it is. I think what I've noticed now with the resurgence of podcasting, probably more than I did before, because it's just been a part of what I've done, it's been my diet in life, is that it's really therapeutic for all of us to be able to have civil discourse about what we're doing. It really opens the doors up to empathy and understanding each other in a very unique way in this very divided world we live in.
Yeah, for sure. I would totally agree with that.
So you know, you're a fashion designer, obviously a podcast host. There's a lot of things that go into what you do, but if we had to really boil down the elements of what you do and who you are on a daily basis, I'm going to put you in front of a bunch of third graders at a career day, and one of them looks up at you and asks you, what do you do for a living? How do you answer them?
I would say to just support and encourage others to be happy and live a life that makes them feel joy. I think a third grader would understand that.
For sure. So explain to me what exactly you do or what you've done that's led up to who you are today.
So, like I said, you know, I got furloughed during COVID, and I guess how far back do you want me to go?
Oh, you can.
Our story's all encompassing, right?
Yeah, no, we can go back for sure.
Quick clip notes. I mean, I grew up, you know, I'm the oldest of five. My father was abusive. He ended up leaving us when I was about 15. He's a total deadbeat dad, so not around at all, didn't help with child support. Unfortunately, I, you know, repeated that pattern and got involved with an abusive man, ended up becoming a human trafficking survivor because of, you know, him, and, you know, I got out of it. Then I got married I was with my late husband for 17 years. Got married to him. We had a very large lifestyle. You know, we had five businesses. The one did 20 million sales, and I was very heavily involved in the business. I was vice president of key accounts and business operations, and I ended up doubling the size of the company with one contract probably a year before he passed. In 2016, he passed away, and then I was forced to really restart my life again and rebuild. I've lost pretty much everything I had built with him over the course of 10 years. And that's when I got into fashion design. I did about 3 collections. You know, I did create a great brand for myself, but it was a very different type of industry to get involved in. And I told myself I'd only do 3 collections, and then, you know, after that, if it's not taking off, I'm not going to continue to invest more money into it. So I did that. At the end of that career, I had done a big event against human trafficking here in the Chicagoland area with 6 other designers. And once that was over, it was a huge success. You know, that was probably a great experience as far as raising awareness around such an important cause. Raised about $30,000, and just, you know, I still to this day, people, you know, are like, when are you going to do another event? Which is a great compliment. But then after that, I didn't know what I was like, what's next? Being a total type A, always having to have something going on, I fell into podcasting. And, you know, I have been working corporate. And so last year, my role got dissolved. And so I found myself just really fully investing myself into this podcasting world and, you know, taking every opportunity that's come to me. And so I've become the head coach and founding partner of the Female Podcasters Network. I do produce some personal clients, my own podcast for them. And obviously, you know, I have a show of my own. And so I've really found like a home in the podcasting space. I'm sure like yourself, it's a very supportive community. We're very collaborative. And I love that I've, you know, with all my research, like you mentioned, just where it's going. I still think that it's in the infantry stages. And I think that, you know, it's been a great ride for me personally, and has been very therapeutic in a lot of different ways.
So when you were in the third grade, what was your dream growing up? What did you want to become?
Oh, a ballerina.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So who would you consider a role model or hero in your life? Someone that's always been consistently there to give you strength?
Oh, for my aunt, for sure. My aunt is like a total rock star. She used to be a professional mountain biker. She took like third in the World Cup in Australia. She's always been like a rock and roller, had her own band, and very popular here in the Chicagoland area. And she's just always been like that. And I tell her this all the time, just a total like a role model that I looked up to, because she was such a strong woman and always chasing her dreams, like never really lived within the confines of what people are expected to do. And so she's just been an awesome example for me in my life.
So you're up in Chicago. Is that where you're from?
Yeah. I'm pretty much born and raised here. Lived in Michigan for a little bit, but just always in the Midwest.
Yeah, Chicago is a wonderful town. I always love going up there.
Well, I mean, hopefully it gets back to being a wonderful town, because, you know, the last mayor is out, thank God. So hopefully we got somebody good coming in.
I've heard that there was a lot of turbulence that went down because of that, for sure. So if you could meet anybody alive on the planet right now and spend some time with them, who would it be?
You know, I'm really, and I don't follow him a lot, I'm sure you've heard this before, but I'm fascinated by Elon Musk. He's a man that has really, I remember when he first started Tesla and, you know, how he like almost didn't make it, just really struggling to, you know, make that happen. And now to see his success and his point of views and his beliefs, he really hasn't allowed a lot of that success to kind of warp his way of thinking as far as some of the other people out there with, you know, the kind of status that he has. And I watched and listened to some of his interviews, and just, you know, he's a total family man, and I'm sure he's got some secrets too, but I would love to sit down and talk to him and just kind of, I'd like to know, how has he been able to stay pretty like level throughout all his success? Because a lot of these people, you know, we see them, they just get so bizarre and just off in the left field, and it's like they lose like track of reality. And so, you know, just following him a little bit throughout my life, he's definitely somebody I would love to talk to.
You know, I find parts of that fascinating. For someone like Warren Buffett, for instance, lives in the same house, same car, same place he gets breakfast, hasn't really gone crazy. Mr. Beast, I listened to an interview with him, and he was kind of talking like that. Like, he funnels all of his money back into the company. He's giving all of this money and stuff away to people. It's fascinating what people do get wired to a point where they don't lose their roots.
Right, exactly. You know, and I think that's important. You know, because I think once you like lose that, it's like all bets are off.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and in our society, America loves that whole cancel culture, you know, pulling people down. So it just prevents that from being the case, you know.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how that works. So let me ask you this. You know, it sounds like of all the things, you've gone through so many things in your life, overcome a lot of things. If you were to have a dream tonight and run into a younger version of yourself, and you could give that version of you a piece of advice based on the life that you've lived and the things you've experienced, the troubles you've overcome and the success you've had, what would you tell that young version?
You know what? I would tell her that there are other options than, you know, you are worth it. Because I think when, based on my experience growing up, I didn't feel like I was valuable enough. And I felt that I deserved someone to treat me poorly. I would tell myself that you are worth it. You deserve better.
So what motivates you every day that you wake up and you live your life? What is it that's the ultimate motivator?
The fact that I'm alive. You know, when you watch your significant other die, like lose their battle with life, like I watched him just disintegrate. Like he just every day, you know, for the last 2.5 years of his life, he just kind of declined. And, well, he did decline. And when you watch that, you know, so closely as a caretaker, it really is, you know, it's kind of surreal. It makes you really value the life that you have. And I think ever since going through that experience, it's like I'm just so happy to be alive every day. And, you know, having to overcome, like, losing him and losing that whole lifestyle I had, because I lived in the mansion, we flew private, I had the Mercedes, the Ferrari, I had all of that, and I lost it all. And it's like, you know, overcoming all those things, it is a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to get up every day and decide to be happy, decide to be grateful, decide to be to have good relationships, and just you know, you have to decide what kind of person you want to be. And I decided that I wasn't going to live in misery. I wasn't going to be sorry for myself, and I wasn't going to be woe is me. You know, I wanted to make a positive impact because of the experience I had.
How, at the end of that proverbial day that motivates you, how do you look back on a day and say, that was a good day for me?
When I get up and I have conversations like this, I get to the gym, take care of my dogs, you know, cook dinner for my fiance. I mean, there's just so many things. Like, you find, when you are at peace in your life, you find so much joy and satisfaction in the little things that, you know, it's hard not to, like, even have a day where I'm just totally relaxing and not doing anything and recovering from maybe a late night. It's like, I'm blessed to be able to lay here and feel so fulfilled in my life.
Of all of the things that you've done and accomplished in life, what are you the proudest of?
What am I the proudest of? You know, I have to say I'm probably the proudest of the podcast that I've created. It started off as a passion project, and the message really was just for myself, because of me overcoming, like, the different labels that I had on myself, you know, being ashamed of, you know, different things. And as it's grown, you know, it definitely is bigger than myself, and it really is so many people align with it, and it just tells me that, you know, a lot of people out there have felt stifled by labels that family has put on them, that they've put on themselves, and we're encouraging people to step into their purpose, step into their passion, and not be sorry about it. So I'm proud of what I've built so far with it.
What's been one of the best responses you've gotten from the work you've done, whether it's your podcast or your professional life? What's been something that stands out?
You know, I will, I'm going to defer to the event that I did against human trafficking. The amount of women that came out to me they asked me never to disclose their names, but they came out to me to thank me for what I was doing, because they too had an experience like that and they never were able to talk about it. And so I was very open about my path, my journey. And that was probably very, you know, it was a wake up call that, you know, we don't talk enough about things that are happening out there that, you know, people are ashamed. They don't want to, they don't want to talk about it, because the reality is that it is happening around them, and that's a scary thought. And so to get those kind of responses from very, very successful women that had the same experience it was very moving for me.
So everyone out there in the world has a perception of you and the different lights and the different ways that you live your life, you know, family, friends, clients, listeners to your show, but ultimately you're in control. You live your life. What's your perception of you? Who do you think you are?
That's a good question. What is my perception of me? You know, I'm strong, but yet I'm able to be vulnerable now at this point in my life. I've had a lot of experience. I probably don't give myself enough credit for the things that I've accomplished. I am incredibly kind to the point where I'd give somebody the shirt off my back, and I will defend anyone when it's right. And so, you know, my mom always called me her little gladiator, her warrior, and, you know, that has changed over the years, but I still feel that I am in some ways a gladiator for myself and for people around me that, you know, that might need that support.
So, Deanna, if anybody out there wants to listen to your show, learn more about you, anything pertaining to your world, where is the best place to go?
Well, you can Google me. I'm on all the things. It's Label Free Podcast on Instagram. I have a personal page called DeannaMarie_lifestyle. And also, if there's any female podcasters out there, femalepodcasters.com. It's free to join. It's a community of women that are supporting each other in the space. But I'm on all the things. You can just Google search me, and I'm going to pop up, and, you know, you'll find me anywhere.
Wonderful. Deanna, this has been great. Thank you for being so gracious and open and talking to me about your life and being candid. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. It is a pleasure. You asked some good questions that I'm going to be thinking about all day now.
Excellent.
Thanks for tuning in to another famous interview with Joe Domino, where we cover the world of art, literature, business, spirituality, music, and more from around the globe. If you want to hear more interviews, visit the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino channel on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.